All right, we're recording now, Chris.
We made it weird.
All right, so the question is, what do you want to try again
for
the
first time? So just to describe what's happening here, we are, oh crap.
That's okay.
We're breaking things. Okay, we are, Jack is standing on a stool, digging into his liquor cabinet.
This is just the whiskey we bought for the podcast. So this is like...
Which is an impressive assortment.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Well, so here's the thing, because just to telegraph a bit of what's going to happen, we're gonna go try to find some things that bring out different flavors in the whiskey, correct?
That's our thought, yeah.
So should we choose something that, like, where the label is like, here's what you're...
a really descriptive label.
Yeah, like, here's what you're tasting.
This is the Infinity Barrel. Let's see, this is... constantly evolving. No, this one has no specifics on it.
It's constantly evolving. That would be a difficult... Unless we wanted to just, like, taste it.
Well, that's my idea, is taste it.
And then
it.
Be like, what do we taste?
Yeah. Since so that's an option.
Okay. All right. I like that.
It's also barrel-proof, so it could be real intense.
May I just say, what a beautiful collection of... of whiskeys we've amassed. We must have a three blind drinks mixer at some point.
Yeah, right.
See what else happens.
We've got Brimstone. The famous one.
That's right.
This one says...
smoke.
Masa, Texas campfire, powdered sugar, stone fruit, pepper, spice, and mint.
You know what? That is super eclectic and fun.
Set that on the table. Maybe.
Yeah, that's a... I mean, just because of all the crazy things, I'm leaning toward the Brimstone. I'm a little worried about the smoke, that it might,
it's gonna overpower.
Yeah, preclude us from tasting other things. But maybe if we actually have a thing with us.
It'll give us some direction.
Okay.
So the options now are the Barrel Whiskey Infinity Barrel Project, which is super high proof.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be hard to get around. We picked two hard ones.
We did.
The other one is Brimstone, which is super campfire-y.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also corn whiskey, and it's got a lot of specific things on the label, too, for us to, like, go see if we can see what they're talking about on the label.
And a lot of weird things, too, like stone fruit and pepper. Peppery spice. And mint.
Let's do the Brimstone. I mean,
it's just so weird. It's just so weird and specific. I think let's do it.
Okay. And we never actually tasted that on the show.
Cool.
How about this? Okay, I'll pour it in two glasses.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to put a touch of water in one of them.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So we have something to...
I can already smell it.
Yeah.
So it's... Jack just poured a couple of tasters. They're sitting on the table. I am standing a good foot or two away. And it's very potent, even from this distance.
Put a little bit of water in the right-hand one.
Now, generally, I think I have an idea in my head of what the drop of water does, but can you put that into words?
I think it dilutes it, so it makes it easier to taste the different flavors. I think scientifically, the water pushes the oils out of the whiskey to the top, so that when you taste it after you've added water, you're supposed to get more intense the oils that give it flavor.
Okay.
You're supposed to get that first.
Does it, like, is there, does it in any way, like, kind of stratify the flavors, like, spread them out a bit more so that each...
I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So this was the undiluted one.
All right.
What do you smell?
We got the Jack sniff. It's definitely not as smoky smelling as I was expecting it.
Same.
So, it's so funny, like, I'm going to be biased by the bottle, but I do get, like, a fruitiness.
Like the stone fruit thing?
Oh, I literally just got the smoke for the first time.
Okay.
Right on the end of that last one.
I don't know why I just put chapstick on, like, it's actually affecting my smell.
Fruity chapstick?
Mm-hmm. Like the Burt Bees that has the, like, mint.
I'm getting cherries.
Yeah, I feel like spun sugar.
Sure.
like almost cotton candy.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
Smoke.
Yeah, there is something that smells a little bit artificial about it. Like the sweetness of it smells a little bit artificial. So that spun sugar idea.
Yeah, wow. I haven't had anything to drink in a while. Oh.
So yeah, I don't know why I wasn't getting it initially, but I'm definitely getting the smoke.
Yeah, I didn't get it at first.
On the nose now.
To me, it tastes like so much of smoke, but then the background is like fruit, like like maybe cherry or peach or something.
That's wildly plum. Enjoyable. That's the it's first. Good. That's the first thing I want to say about it.
Yeah,
it's wildly enjoyable. So here's what the smoke does for me. It's kind of like a bass line on a song.
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of sets that background that, like, all the other notes play over. So, like, especially because it starts pretty strongly now for me on the nose, like, you're kind of just getting it all the way through. But it's subtle. It's not as overpowering as I was expecting. All
right, we need to write down some things to try to find. Because I just thought of parsley, which I don't know why.
Oh, dude. Do it.
Parsley. Stone fruit.
Yeah.
That's from the label.
Should we put like a label mark next to it? Well, I guess we'll remember.
Yeah, that's the label. What else was on the label? Powdered sugar. I said like spun sugar. So that maybe that got stuck in my head. Pepper, spice, peppery spice, and mint. Do you get any mint?
No, I have no clue what they're talking about. Maybe if I, like, actually took a bite of some mint, which is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm getting something that I want to call brown sugar.
Okay.
Maybe, like, caramel. But some sort of sugary flavor that's, like, darker in flavor.
Okay.
And less bright and sweet and more,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, not, like, refined sugar, like...
Molasses.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go pick us up some molasses.
I can see the pepper if I, like, strain for it.
And is that in flavor, or is there also, like, an attendant, like, feeling actually on your tongue? I'm not saying, like, it's actually spicy.
Right. I know what you mean.
Is there any sort of, like, prickliness? No?
Maybe.
Possibly. All right.
I don't know if there's anything else you want to write down.
So this is interesting as it develops, right? Because, like, so now it's been in the glass for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
At first I wasn't getting any smoke. And then it just kind of popped into existence for me at the end of, like, my second sniff.
Oh, wow. The one with some water in it? The smoke is almost gone.
Hmm.
Maybe I'm used to it.
Yeah.
But it's like, all the other flavors are so much more pronounced. Here, trade me.
This is smelling very woodsy to me now.
Yeah.
Definitely that wood smoke thing. So this is interesting because I literally just took a sip of the non-water version.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to taste this and play what you get from it?
Wow, I actually could not agree more. The fruit, whatever that tangy kind of fruit thing is.
Yeah, I gave it to Erica. You get anything besides smoke?
Molasses.
Yeah, so for me, the water really tames down the smoke. I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, we all know how suggestible I am, but, like, yeah, absolutely. It gets that, like, whatever that tangy, fruity thing.
Yeah, we're going to have to buy some, like, stone fruit.
Yeah. Which I don't even know what that is, but...
Pit.
What's that?
Stone is the pit.
Oh.
So, like, a peach,
okay.
A plum, a cherry.
Oh! So stone fruit isn't a fruit?
No.
It's a variety of fruit?
Yeah.
What? I learned something.
So this is a watery one?
Yeah.
Maybe get the mint in this, but I think that's highly suggestible. Like, I was told there's mint, and I got mint.
Like, maybe now me just standing here with none of it in my mouth and, like, the aftertaste? Maybe. Yeah.
All I get is, like, stewed Like, we took plums and brown sugar and, like, maybe red wine.
I like the plum thing a lot, yeah.
And put it in a pot and just let it sit for and stewed it, like, on a low heat for a while. With the watered down one, that's what I got. Like, almost like cranberry sauce, but not, like, not cranberry as the base.
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah. I think because, like, the smoke colors everything else, it's, like, not refined sugar, it's brown sugar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not plums, it's, like, stewed, boiled plums, right? Like, I think that might have something to do with...
That makes sense.
Yeah. Just generally speaking, I really like this whiskey.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smoky, but it's not, like, gonna destroy you with smoke.
You wanna go?
Should we go shopping?
Let's go shopping.
All right. Have fun. All right, later. See ya. All right, man.
Where do you wanna go?
yeah, so great question. Where the hell are we going?
Well, we could just go to, like, an everyday grocery store, like Vons or whatever.
Yep.
Or we could go to Sprouts, which is, like, a block over.
A little bit more hoity-toity.
Well, they sell themselves as, like, you know, they call themselves a farmer's market of grocery stores.
Oh, yeah. Hoity-toity for the common man.
Yeah, the coity-toity.
Or a woman.
I have no idea why I'm leaning towards Sprouts.
Okay.
But there's nothing really to back that up or to explain it.
Well, then we could walk. All right.
All right, let's ride. Or walk.
Yeah, we're walking.
Whatever it is.
Like grown adults.
So, Eagle Rock.
Yeah.
Is like one of my favorite towns on the planet.
You should move here.
I would love to. It would be great.
Just yank all your kids out of school. Or have them commute an hour to school.
That's fine. They need to figure out what it's like in Los Angeles when you get in a car and it doesn't take you 20 minutes to get where you're going.
That's right.
You
know?
Yeah, it's a great town.
You grew up in Arizona?
Yep, Phoenix, Arizona.
And was it always like 20 minutes and you're there, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. Not all the time. Like, you know, because there's all these other towns around Phoenix, Arizona, like Tempe and Scottsdale.
Oh, yeah.
So anytime you want to go, like, somewhere like that, it's an hour.
Oh, okay.
So I guess that's kind of similar to Los Angeles, but...
Is there the traffic?
Yeah, certainly not as bad.
Okay.
However.
Because I don't know any medium. I only know nothing, no traffic... And Los Angeles. Yeah, I've never lived anywhere that wasn't...
You're from Iowa.
I'm from Iowa, where if you drove 10 miles, that meant it took you 10 minutes. My high school was 15 miles away from where I lived, and it took me 12 minutes to get there.
What time? I mean, what time? What town?
My high school was in Orange City, Iowa.
Okay.
Cool. And I grew up in Sioux Center, Iowa. I think it's actually 12 miles away.
Okay. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing in Iowa is, like, there's a town every 7 miles because of the railroad. Supposedly, this is the story, that they needed a place to, like, unload or load close enough to all the farmers. Mm. So the compromise was having something every 7 miles. So you have these towns that, like, almost literally have nothing in them anymore. But they're all equally spaced.
Yeah.
And a train will stop there and unload grain or whatever.
Yeah, that's bizarre. So I went to school in Minnesota, and like, we would go through some towns like that, and I'd just be like, how are these towns still a thing?
Yeah.
Like, it just seems...
Like, how do they still exist?
Yeah. Like, what do the people do for work? And if there are businesses here, how do they survive? You know? Like,
yeah,
it just
seems
very unlikely.
I mean, there was a town... Right next to the place where I went to high school, I think it's called Alton. And when I was last there, which is probably like 6 years ago now, they had become known for doing wood-fired pizza. So it was a town of like 14 people, but they did great wood-fired pizza, so like everybody would come for the pizza.
The wood-fired pizza capital of the United States.
Well, no, of the county, maybe.
That's awesome.
It's really funny.
All right, here we are. Girl Scouts selling cookies out front. Got some like herbs for the herb garden and little pots.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi guys. Okay, what's first on our little
book? Mint and stone fruit.
Mint and stone fruit, okay. So
and parsley? I wrote on parsley for some reason.
I think I was confusing stone fruit with star fruit.
Oh.
Now my brain is wigging out a little bit right now. Cilantro. Oh, you said parsley.
So yeah,
was
I did.
Was that just like leafy?
Maybe it was leafy green.
Yeah, were you just thinking like leafy green stuff there? There's some parsley.
That is so much parsley. All right.
Could purloin one sprig of parsley.
Yeah. Can you hold that?
Yeah. See any mint? Hey man, do you guys have any mint?
Mint
over there. Oh, I can see it. You're busy. I can grab it.
No problem. Right there.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. So I just found out that stone fruit isn't actually a fruit. It's like any fruit with a pit. Is that true? Have you ever heard that before?
No, I haven't heard that before.
I think it's wrong. I think I'm being misinformed, to be honest. All right, so mint.
You got mint?
Molasses. All right. Yeah, like by syrup or something?
Yeah.
Molasses. Oh, what about...
Wait, I got it right here.
Oh, really?
So much, though.
Organic molasses.
Unsulfured. Because, you know, I care about my sulfured molasses.
I don't want it to be sullied by any sulfur. Okay. Great. Let's do it. Let's do that. What else we got? Peppery spice.
I don't know. What would that be?
When they say peppery
like
spice...
Pepper?
So, let's do both. You have pepper at your house, right?
Yeah, I need more, though.
Oh, let's get some pepper. Grab some pepper.
Yeah, I just need, like... I just want raw...
There's a nice peppercorn medley. It's colorful. It's delightful looking. But then I also want to get like a pepper, right? I mean,
what do you mean?
Just to see what happens, like a jalapeno or a hatch. Oh, right behind you, man.
Oops, sorry.
Something like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so I'm getting the peppercorn medley.
Okay, done. All right, let's go get a pepper. This is a Serrano.
All right.
Could do a habanero or a jalapeno. What do you think?
Serrano's like the medium.
Okay.
I like that.
Let's do it.
Or a plum.
Oh, that's right.
Plum.
Yeah, same. That doesn't seem like too much to ask, to be honest. Let's see. No, it's just, this is the farmer's market for the common man. This is.
Here's a peach. And a peach or a nectarine? Or both?
Why did Google fail to mention nectarines? It seems like an omission. So visually, this is pretty great. I wish that they could see Jack with his hands full of mint and parsley and molasses.
And the peppercorn medley.
And a peppercorn shaker and fruit. I mean, the smoke thing is obvious, but is there something smoky we should, like sort of smoked meat or something?
What can you get smoked?
I mean, there's a deli.
Like a chip?
We go check out the deli. Maybe there's going to be like an actual...
Or like a smoked turkey or something.
I don't know, yeah. No worries, man. We would love to have, I already forgot, the mesquite
wood smoked turkey.
Yeah. Well, what's the least you can get? Like, what's a minimum?
Like, are you guys doing sandwiches or?
No, we just want to taste it, really.
Oh, you want a sample? That's cool.
Like, we got a bunch of stuff we want to all sample together. So, like, if you could do a quarter pound, that'd be awesome.
Quarter pound of what else, sir?
Mesquite wood, and then can we get the same, a quarter pound of the beech wood?
As much wood as possible.
Just check, try it all.
No wood unturned. It's the name of our spin-off podcast.
You can host that with somebody else.
And I'm done, Nick. Awesome. Thanks so much, man. Appreciate it.
And is that sufficient?
That's totally sufficient. Yeah. That's perfect. Thanks so much.
What about, you said cheese. Did you want to look at the cheeses?
Oh, sure. Where are those? Let's check them out.
I've had cheese and wine. I've never had cheese and whiskey before.
Smoked cheese.
Okay. Just like straight up smoked cheese.
That's what it says.
All right.
How expensive are you? Oh, that's not bad.
You want to do it?
This is the Howda.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
We are getting a bunch of random stuff.
Okay. Any bags for you today?
Do we want a bag?
Sample, I guess.
Oh, that's a sample, yeah. Do we want a bag?
Sure.
All right. We will take one bag.
$19.69.
It's right here.
Look at you with a $20 bill.
My father could never have a 19 and change thing without saying it was a great year. I don't understand why, but you know, whatever. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
What a spot.
All right, so we are walking back, if it wasn't obvious by the change in tone. How do you feel about our purchases?
I feel like we got some really good stuff. I'm excited about the parsley. Mostly
why?
Because I feel like that was the one that was, well, first of all, it was one of the first things you said.
Yeah, that was weird.
Right? And I felt like it was one of the most, like, gut instinct reaction things that happened, where you were just like, eh, parsley.
Yeah, I don't know if this is right.
I'm excited about it.
I got flat-leaf parsley, so technically it's Italian parsley.
Okay.
You know, because that makes a difference.
I'm sure it does.
Does
it? I don't know what it is.
But I have no idea if it does.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
Let's make a pesto out of that parsley.
Yeah. So that's the next question is, that's like the follow-up episode is like, what did Jack do with all these rings?
Yeah, exactly.
Is the bottle of molasses still sitting on Jack's shelf?
Yeah. Just, I had molasses, but I don't.
I don't even know what you do with molasses.
You use it in baking.
Oh, sure. It's like a good sweetener. Cookies or
yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
I'm curious because like it is definitely a flavor that we talk about a lot.
Uh-huh.
But do we really know what it tastes like?
I mean, it'll be good to have it around.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't tell you. Like, in my head, it's kind of like syrup, but thicker.
Yeah.
And it has maybe kind of like a sour taste to it a little bit. I don't know.
I don't think I would have said that, but now that you say that, it sounds familiar.
I don't know. I will tell you, I'm fairly confident this is the first bottle of molasses I've ever bought in my entire life, so...
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I like to break your molasses virginity. Sticky virginity.
The very first. My first bottle of molasses.
You've done it.
I've done it.
You finally arrived.
So when you first moved here, I came out to visit you. And I was like, how's the Eagle Rock? And you're like, the other day I was out just taking a walk. And there was a mom pushing her kids in a stroller with tank top full tattoo sleeves.
Yep.
And you were like, that pretty much sums it up.
That is Eagle Rock.
I thought that was a good description.
That's how you know you're in Eagle Rock.
Like, homey, but also...
You see the, like, fully tatted mom.
Yeah.
Pushing a stroller with another kid in tow.
Living her best life.
Now you know you're not in Silver Lake anymore. You're not in Echo Park. And you're not in Pasadena.
So... In Pasadena, she wouldn't have the tattoos.
Probably not.
And in Silver Lake,
or she'd be wearing a sweater.
In Silver Lake, she wouldn't have the kids.
Right.
Is that the basic?
That's my gist.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe Echo Park, they would have. You could find the cross section.
Yeah.
We're back.
So this is going to be interesting because I feel like we need to figure out what order we want to taste things in.
Yeah.
Right?
We got free meat.
We also got a lot of stuff.
We did get a lot of weird stuff.
So that's a lot of sips of whiskey.
Well, maybe it's just tasting things and noting what they taste like.
Noting that they indeed taste like the things that they are.
All right, how do you want to do this?
That's a great question. What if we go from least potent to most potent?
Okay, I'm down with that.
Does that make sense? That way, like, I mean, I guess we could do the smoke first because...
Because of the whiskey?
Yeah, because, like, it's going to be smoky no matter what, right?
Yeah, but I think for us, we should have a smoky... Well, we could at least try a little bit of smoke.
Plus, it's already open.
That's true.
I really love this deep dive on one whiskey. Like, I almost feel like we should do this.
This is fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing this whole thing, no microphones, so I'm sorry, and this is what you get.
I'm sorry, and quit complaining about the terrible audio quality.
It's not terrible, it's on purpose. There's one slice of meat for you.
Thank you.
One slice of meat for me.
Do we know what this is?
Nope.
All right. This is either Beechwood.
I'm guessing the lighter one is Beechwood.
Okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. I remember that. I remember thinking, that's kind of light. So we got a slice of Beechwood and a slice of mesquite. And a whole lot of whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
Jack is sniffing, and you can already tell.
I think this is actually going to be okay. All right, let me chop up a little mint and parsley, because those aren't going to super smell until you actually, like, put a knife to them.
Oh, that's a good point.
What's your, like, expectations? Do you think this is going to enhance the experience? Completely change the experience?
I am skeptical that the more subtle flavors will be discernible in the whiskey, aside from what we're actually tasting.
Okay. Interesting.
So, like, if I chew on a piece of mint and then take a sip of whiskey or whatever, I'm skeptical that I'm going to be like, oh, I'm picking up that mint in this whiskey because, like...
Okay, I want to try something, too. Like, so... In that vein, I'm thinking, what if we taste the thing and then take a sip of water?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So, like, you try to get it out of your mouth a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
So it's not, like, so... Because mint, especially, can be, like, so overpowering. Oh, it already smells good.
Okay, so here's the thing. What's with your knife skills? It is very clear to me watching Jack chop a mint that he's got some serious knife skills.
I like cooking.
Yeah? Did you like take a class or something?
No. I like watching videos and stuff.
Like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
How to impress your friends with your knife skills.
That was the name of the video.
Yeah, I remember that one. That's good. I never watched it.
It was impress your friend Chris Retz that one time when we were recording a podcast.
This is a crazy specific title for a video.
Well, you know, they say it's all about hyper-marketing to that one person.
That's very, yeah. I am a very influential figure, you know. They got that going for me. I feel like we need pictures of all of this. Should I take some
pictures? Chris.
This is just such a picturesque setup here.
And that parsley could be contaminated with mint, so you might get a little bit of both.
I mean, you know.
All right, stone fruit. This is the nectarine.
I'm still tripping over the stone fruit thing. I always thought...
You thought it was a fruit called stone fruit?
That's correct. That is absolutely the case.
Do you not watch, like, the Great British Bake Off?
Never. Never have.
Because they always talk about stone fruit in that show. Nectarine. Right. This is the... I don't know how to delineate the two, because they look very similar, but the one with really smooth skin is the nectarine. Alright, and then what is the other one? Oh yeah, peach. There's your peach.
Alright, beautiful.
What else?
So the one on the right is apricot, the one on the left is peach. Is that right?
Nectarine.
Nectarine.
Oh, howdah. We gotta get the howdah.
Howdah.
Oh, molasses.
Oh yeah, molasses. Grind some pepper into a little...
Yeah, here, right. So I so often taste things as I'm cooking. So
okay!
Jeez Louise, what's going on over there?
All the peppercorns came flying out. Alright, let's try that again, shall we? Just, like, crack some pepper on there.
Yeah.
The Serrano.
Serrano. Whatever you do, have the Serrano last.
Yeah, for sure. Got a little thing of molasses. That's cute.
That's cute.
It's a delightful little molasses thing. Beautiful. Looks great.
All right, weirdo tasting time part two.
Woo!
I am Instagramming my plate.
As well you should.
Also known as just taking a photo.
Good for the gram.
What do you want to taste first? You want to taste the whiskey again?
So I'm so torn. I guess like my initial thought was to taste whatever we're tasting. Should we have one more like little baseline?
Yeah, taste? Let's do a little
Does
more.
Does that make sense?
Boom. Alright, so this is going back to the whiskey. I just poured a little bit in one.
The straight. No water. And I'm already smelling a cacophony of different scents from the cracked pepper and the smoked meat and cheese and fruit. I'm picking up the sliced peppers.
Hmm. This plate smells weird.
This is a very strange combination. So you know what's crazy is I'm having the exact same experience I had the first time, which is I'm not picking up the smoke.
No, like, me either.
It's just whatever that like tangy, fruity thing is up front.
Try the molasses.
Just kind of smacks you right in the mouth. All right, so here we go. Molasses. Finger? Is that
that's what I was
allowable? Do. Okay. Oh, it's very gooey.
Yeah. So we just put it in a tiny
little
dish.
For those molasses neophytes at home.
Just put it in a little dish. What does it smell like?
So it smells almost exactly like brown sugar to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like, it's almost like potent brown sugar. It's like,
yeah.
It's like brown sugar bomb.
It is, but there's also like something that's maybe like, it almost tastes like it's fermenting or something. Like,
yeah.
There's something very, now, I said sour, and that was before we had had any molasses, and I don't think that's right.
No, it's not right.
But there is some, maybe bitter? Like, there is some weird, not sweet thing in
it's
molasses.
It's bitter. It's, like, sweet, and then it ends bitter.
Okay.
That's what I think it is.
But definitely brown sugar.
Oh, it's so good.
For sure.
All right, so that was an interesting... What does the whiskey taste like after that?
All right. I'm going to do one more. I'll do one more molasses.
Okay, so for me, the hit of molasses just, like, brought out that flavor in the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
It made it taste like, oh my gosh, this is a sweet whiskey.
Hmm. Yeah, that very distinctive, like, molasses flavor is, like, not altogether sweet. It's almost fruity. It's almost like when you taste, like, a prune or a date, and it has that, like... that like fruity bluntness to it at the bottom.
Yeah.
Which maybe is where you were getting plum. I don't know.
Yeah, Fruity Bluntness is the name of your cover band.
I forgot about that, but you're absolutely right. That is true.
Okay, so now I want to dip a nectarine or a peach in the molasses.
So this is bizarre. So now I'm getting the smoke like crazy. I don't know. Yeah. And I wonder if it's like after you pour it.
Well, maybe it has to like sit.
Like it's already been opened, so.
But maybe it's the air. Like it's interesting. It's still.
Now I'm definitely getting the smoke from it.
Yeah, I smell it. All right. I'm going to dip the nectarine into the molasses.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a good idea or a bad idea, but that's what I'm doing.
I'm going to have nectarine by itself first.
I should have done that.
Now, I wonder when... So, I hate to keep harping on this stone fruit thing, but, like, if you're able to kind of identify a flavor profile that describes all fruits with a pit, what do you think that is?
It's not all sweet. It's got some, like...
Yeah.
Sometimes subtlety, but also just, like, not sugar. Like, it's...
Yeah. It's not straight sweetness.
Yeah. I'm just having the other nectarine, so I don't have the molasses part. I know I wanted to do that, but it wasn't good.
It wasn't good?
I just overpowered it. Yeah, it's got a little sourness to it.
Yeah.
And these aren't super ripe. Like, I think they would probably be better if you let them sit out for...
Right. Which I guess is also true of cherries and peaches.
Mm-hmm.
They all have kind of a sour... sweet and sour thing going on.
Every time I take a little tiny sip after I have a little taste of something, all I taste is, like, it turns up the volume on that in the whiskey.
So you're getting the fruit?
Now I taste all fruit.
Okay. Which is what I tasted just very forward in the first sip.
Yeah.
And then it was super smoky the second time.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It brought it out for you?
Totally. Yeah. Especially on the high end. It's kind of like, there's kind of this wave of flavor, and the very last thing is like this high, sweet, kind of tangy.
Yeah.
Tangy flavor. That is super interesting.
All right, I'm going to go to the peach.
That's super interesting. It's almost like, what is this, nectarine?
Yeah.
Why do I keep wanting to call it an apricot? And anyways, a nectarine. It's almost like the fruity flavor is like a person in a crowd, and like the crowd is just like running over your tongue, and at the last second, the nectarine jumps up and is like, here I am.
Yeah.
Like at the last second.
You can just see that one guy you're trying to see.
Yeah, and I think it is like... because you had the fruit at the beginning.
Okay, the peach for me made the... Oh, sorry, table. The peach for me made the whiskey less. It's weird.
So the peach definitely has like a softer, more subtle flavor to it. It's not as sweet, tangy.
Yeah.
It has more like a soft, sweet flavor to it.
Yeah.
It's also, I think, more ripe than the other one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Man, I like peaches. That's what I take away from that.
Yeah, so I'm having less... I think I agree. I'm having less of a distinct...
I think the nectarine is more the where this whiskey lives.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think the peach is fighting it.
That, like, tangy... Because that's the first thing I'm hit with, is this very, like, fruity, tangy thing.
Which is an interesting combination with smoke.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it seems a strange thing to, like, pair with smoke.
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't a choice. Maybe that's just how it came out. But it's not bad. I don't think it's wrong.
No, it's kind of good.
Particularly because of how they interact. So, like I said, especially once the smoke really starts... becoming apparent for whatever reason. And again, I've had that experience twice where like it's not smoky at all the first time.
And then it is.
And then once it is, the smoke is kind of like the baseline. It's like that thing that's just like playing in the background.
Yep.
And then it allows these other flavors to like kind of take center stage.
Yeah.
And I think the apricot has.
Nectarine.
Nectarine. Why? Why do I do it?
I don't know.
What the nectarine has that the peach didn't is that like tangy, sweet tangy thing.
Because the peach was all like sweet.
Yeah.
Like, there was no tang to it.
Yeah. It was like subtle and sweet.
And it's a white peach for those of you who care.
That's the problem.
Do you want to do mint or parsley?
I feel like we got to do parsley first, right? Because once we have mint...
All
right,
so that's the... You know which one it is?
What does parsley even taste like, Jack?
Are you
as much of a chef that you can tell me what is parsley even to begin with?
Parsley tastes like green.
Okay. So maybe when you say new green...
It might be parsley.
You mean parsley?
Maybe. Try it.
Okay.
How's the taste?
Abso-freaking-lutely. I can't... It's impossible to describe.
It tastes like green, fresh. It almost tastes like you're eating the green grass that you just cut, and it's like, you know, July, and the grass is so thick and dense.
Yeah. When I imagine eating grass...
It's parsley.
But there's also, I think, like a bitterness or like a... Oh, like, because parsley is... In addition to feeling just having that very fresh, kind of green, fresh cut grass taste or maybe not an addition, like, that's all it is. It's a very pure experience. Like, there's mm-hmm. there's no real bitterness.
No.
Or
and
anything
it's not
like
sweet.
That. Yeah.
It's not spicy.
Yeah.
It's not.
It just, like, fills your mouth with this very distinct, fresh, green, distinctly green vegetable flavor.
Okay, so that contrasts the brimstone hard. And it is not the flavor I tasted. Like, when I said parsley, that was wrong. But
okay.
I think it contrasts and makes, like, it makes the brimstone explode for me.
That is crazy. You are absolutely right.
It now is even more smoky, more juicy, more fruity.
More hot.
Yeah, you taste more alcohol.
What is that? How
That's
is that?
Crazy. It's such a, like, it fights it so hard.
Wow, that is wild.
I want to do it again.
I am shy. It's almost like the perfect pairing for it for that reason. Like, it just makes it come alive. That is bizarre.
Man, parsley tastes like...
Do you think parsley is in some ways a palate neutralizer?
Maybe.
And so, like, having a mouthful of parsley is almost like returning yourself to having that first drink of the day.
Yeah. That's
like,
interesting.
Maybe parsley is something we should have on hand for every
to
episode.
Neutralize.
Yeah, so that we're just completely...
We're going to record. We need to go get some parsley.
It's parsley time. No, I agree. It, like, causes the whiskey to explode in your mouth. That's crazy.
It's such a contrasting flavor. It's like...
It just comes out swinging.
They fight. And it does taste hotter. That is so weird. Like, it makes the alcohol stick around longer.
It does.
Like, it makes me want to breathe fire a little bit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It lingers longer. It does feel like it's a neutralizer.
It does. It feels like this is the first sip of whiskey we've had today.
Yeah, and you, like, I got us two cans of seltzer water, and sometimes seltzer does that for me, too.
Okay, yeah.
Where it, like, kind of gets rid of anything else. But, like, man, I wouldn't have known that about parsley.
That is wild. That is wild. Okay, so theorize for me. Like, what do you think you were tasting that wasn't parsley or new green?
Maybe it's the mint.
Okay.
Maybe, but it could also be the corn, because when... Because this is corn whiskey.
Sure.
Well, it's not corn whiskey, legally speaking, but it's made with corn.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's that corn flavor, too. That could be what I'm, like, the vegetal thing that I'm responding to.
Interesting. Yeah.
But the bottle says mint.
Okay.
So let's try mint.
All right.
I'm not going to take a lot of this.
Let's see if they're quote-unquote correct about...
That's mint. That mint is minty.
It's well-chopped mint.
Yeah, it tastes like mint.
It's delicious.
I like mint.
Now, this is fresh mint, which is different than, like, mint flavor, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it also has that, like...
Oh, man. Try it.
I'm getting an oh, man from Jack. I know I'm
try
in for something...
It.
I know
try
I'm,
that. That's,
I know I'm in for something good.
That's mint. That's fascinating. I just read the back. It says non-chilled filtered, as always, aged at least 1 day in oak. So they don't say how long it's aged, this brimstone. What'd you think of the mint?
On the front end, really strong. And then also coming in on the back as well.
It felt like it went good.
So there's something to mint that is more than just, like, the traditional minty flavor that
mm-hmm.
you think about when you think of mint. It's almost like citrusy, kind of. Like a lemony.
I can see that. It's got, like, this sort of acidic bite.
Yeah.
That isn't, like, necessarily mint gum.
Right.
Because mint gum feels like it's just, like, the explosion.
Mint! It's, like, distilled that flavor, yeah.
And this feels like it's a lot softer, and it's,
mm-hmm.
like, it's more, come on, let's hang out.
Yeah, so for me, what this did was the mint almost took the place of the smoke, where, like, mint kind of became the background.
Oh, interesting.
It was kind of there at first, maybe because it was still lingering in my mouth. And then it was there at the end, too. Before and after all the kind of, like, big, robust flavors leveled up. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, like, if I was going to make a charcuterie plate, just for this whiskey. So far, I would say a little tiny bowl of molasses, nectarine, and mint would pair really well.
Totally.
I think those are interesting combinations.
Yeah, that's really good.
The parsley maybe is a palate cleanser, but like not, it doesn't actually go.
Yeah.
We're just going to kill this whole bottle. Chris
the
is
mint?
Going to sleep here.
Yeah. We're going to eat through all of these groceries, bizarre as they are. Yeah, the mint is very, very strange to me because, first of all, I was not expecting to taste mint in this whiskey. Like, that was the one I was most skeptical of.
Same.
And second of all, like, I don't... It's definitely there. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Now that I have the mint, and I'm comparing it to, like, the way the alcohol actually tastes...
Yeah.
It's certainly present. Like, there's a very distinct minty flavor underneath it all.
Yeah.
Which is wild. Like, I can't imagine having such a refined palate that I would be able to drink this whiskey and not knowing that it tasted like mint.
Be able to say mint.
Be able to throw out mint when
yeah.
it's such, like, a subtle accent of the whiskey. That is so interesting. I love it so much, I'm going to do it one more time.
So now we're into the more strong flavors. We've got two different pieces of smoked meat and the smoked Gouda, the Serrano, and the pepper. I guess I'm going to take a little bit of pepper, the ground pepper.
All right. So this is freshly ground. From many colored peppercorns.
Yeah. What did the thing say?
I don't know.
Peppercorn medley.
Peppercorn medley. What do you think the different colored peppercorns do?
I don't know.
Obviously, they probably have a different flavor profile, right?
Each. Yeah, maybe it's a different plant. I mean, that's super peppery. Eating straight pepper over here.
That's a lot of pepper, and I typically don't give pepper a lot of credit for being spicy.
It is, though.
But it is. It definitely does that hot and spicy thing on your tongue when you're just having, like, straight pepper.
It pairs weirdly. Again, having the thing and then drinking the whiskey is like, oh, yeah, I could see how that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of fights it a little bit. Because it's so strong.
With this particular kind of pepper, it's really difficult for me to taste anything other than just the heat of
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it might be because I've had other things. Like, I get a little bit of black pepper, like, on the back. I feel like black pepper kind of hits you on the back on either side of your tongue.
Yeah.
And I get a little bit of that.
Try it with the whiskey.
Okay.
I'm curious what you think.
Wow. So, this is just my experience right now. So, I was talking about how, like, my main flavor experience with the pepper is kind of just, like, the spiciness on your tongue. Like, just kind of, like, this clean heat without any, like, specific flavor profile. And I feel like when I taste the whiskey... It just, like, kind of catches on fire.
Hmm.
Like, that feeling on my tongue just kind of, like, amplifies.
Huh.
I really like it, especially with the smoke.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really interesting experience to have that feeling with the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
How much of pepperiness do you think has to do with the actual alcohol content of the whiskey? Because I feel like... You know, when you put some pepper on your tongue, it feels hot in a similar way. So how much of it is, like, flavor notes and how much of it is, like, this is a peppery whiskey in terms of how it makes your tongue feel? Is that even a thing?
That could be. I mean, it could be a similar sensation, so maybe that's why people say that. This is 53% alcohol, too, so it's 106 proof. That might be some of that, where that's coming from.
Yeah. I feel like it's like when you're barbecuing and that like rendered fat just hits the coals or whatever, and there's this huge flame up.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what happens. Like I sip the whiskey, it has its kind of profile that I've come to expect from it, kind of comes in a wave over my tongue, and then at the last minute it just kind of ignites.
And then yeah, for me it's just like ignites almost instantaneous. It's like,
yeah,
it's like the pepper and brimstone are like, it's like lighter fluid and, yeah, and a match. Yeah, it's just right. Like, woo!
Boom. And then it lasts for a long time.
Yeah, it really lasts.
Right? Like it flames for 10, 15 seconds, which is really interesting.
So do you want to go Serrano or do you want to go Smoky?
I feel like since we've had the pepper, we
go
should,
Serrano?
Yeah, we should probably continue on.
Okay.
Do you know anything about Serrano peppers?
Not really. I mean, one of the better chili recipes I have uses Serranos.
Okay.
Oh, it is spicy.
It is very spicy. Would you say that this has that new green?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The first crunch of it reminded me of parsley.
Okay. Cool. Ooh, it is spicy.
Yeah, not crazy, but...
But we might have ruined our palate. For
maybe.
The...
I mean, we're about to go into smoke lane, so maybe that was a good order.
I'm trying to Google Serrano pepper right now.
Ooh, that's interesting to me. So I thought going into it that the Serrano would have the same effect as the peppercorn. Like it would ignite.
Yeah.
Didn't do that for me.
Really?
No.
That is shocking. I'm going to try it.
It's more... I mean, I don't want to color your experience.
I totally agree.
It's more subtle, and maybe that's more what they're talking about. It's like, it feels like it complements a little bit more.
It really does, yeah. It actually, I would say it tones down everything about the flavors, except for the heat. Yeah. Like, the heat is still, like, the actual spiciness of the pepper is still, like, quite apparent on my tongue. Yeah. The Serrano pepper is a type of chili pepper that originated in the mountain regions of the Mexican states of Puebla and Hidalgo.
Cool.
The name of the pepper is a reference to the mountains of these regions. Are you a big spice guy?
Yeah, I love spice.
So how spicy is this for you? Like, could you give it a scale of 1 to 10? I also like spice.
I would say it's like a 6.
Okay, cool. I might go higher. Like, but again, like, I don't know how, like, I don't know what type of spice I'm used to versus what type of spice you're used to.
Sure.
I probably wouldn't go 8. And I feel like 7 is such a bullshit answer for anything, but.
Yeah, when we're done with this, I'll blow your brain. I've got the spiciest stuff you could find.
With this whiskey, maybe. I agree, though. There's an interesting thing, like. This whiskey, when combined with the black pepper, or I guess it's not technically black pepper, it's like...
Well, whatever, peppercorns.
Pepper of various kinds. Yeah. Definitely seem to, like, meet and ignite.
Yeah.
And the experience of this is, like, I've just taken a bite into a pepper, my mouth is kind of coated in this hot flame, and when I sip this, it's like this cool river of... Semi-sweet, I don't get the smokiness much, like kind of cutting through that flame.
Yeah. It does tamp down the smoke flavor.
Yeah, I'm not getting the smoke at all. I'm getting
just getting used to it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I'm getting like the fruit maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, not much of the smokiness.
What smoky thing do you want to try first?
Well... I kind of regret saying we should try the Serrano peppers.
I don't think that's wrong. I think we're okay. Let's try the darker smoked meat.
Okay.
This one, I think.
So this is beechwood?
I don't know. I don't get much smoke on that.
And it's ham, yes?
I think so.
It's good.
It's tasty, yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble picking up the smoke, to be honest.
I don't get anything besides ham.
Tastes like ham.
This ham tastes like ham.
Which, you know, might be a delicate. We've had a lot of flavorful things thus far.
I tried some whiskey. It doesn't change anything for me.
Okay.
It's fine. I'm just going to go straight into the other one, which I thought smelled stronger.
Same.
Oh, yeah. Whatever this one is. This is the turkey.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this is smoky.
This is the mesquite.
I guess that makes sense. Beechwood is like a lighter wood, so it's probably less...
less smoking.
Less smoky. That's nice.
That is nice.
Smoke flavor.
Yeah. Still subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely much more apparent than the...
And turkey maybe is a better vehicle.
True. Yeah.
You know, it's more of a forward.
That is really good. I would just eat that turkey. I would purchase that turkey again.
So for me, that turkey smoke did go well with the whiskey. That to me is a nice...
Did it cause the smoke to return?
Yeah, it brought the smoke back. It turned the volume down on everything else for me. I got a little bit of the fruit, but not a lot. Pepper's gone.
So the very first thing I'm getting is like maybe the molasses. Mm. Did we say molasses or did they say molasses? Mm. We said molasses.
So they say masa, which is corn,
okay.
Texas campfire, powdered sugar, stone fruit, pepper, spice, and mint. So we said molasses, but they say powdered sugar.
Yeah, I'm still not getting, and again, like it might be because my mouth is still kind of tingling from the Serrano pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I agree on the fruit. Like it kind of made the fruit disappear.
Yeah.
But it's kind of tasting like a bourbon to me now. Like mm-hmm. it just tastes kind of sweet and...
Yeah, my last sip was almost no smoke
and
all molasses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's... I don't know if the turkey is, like, matching the smoke.
Yeah.
And so we're just, like, attributing it to the turkey that we just ate. But, after eating the smoked turkey, it's more difficult for me to pick out the smoke in the whiskey. Jack's moving on to the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
You don't eat the rind, right? Aren't there some cheeses you eat the rind of?
We definitely can on Brie.
But not Gouda.
I think with Gouda, you're supposed to peel it off. I'm pretty sure my parents peel it off.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice cheese.
Always do what your parents tell you to do, boys and girls.
That's what we learned.
Yeah. So the smoke on this is undeniable, on the cheese.
Yeah.
It's undeniable, like very prevalent.
Very much so.
Definitely like the primary thing you're tasting.
It smells really good.
Cheese is so good. Yeah, oh my gosh.
Cheese is delicious. Let's not lie about that.
Maybe we should make a cheese podcast.
I don't know, the jokes would be unbearable.
True.
I like it with the whiskey. It's a weird pairing, but I think it kind of works.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as good as the smoked turkey.
Okay.
But I did like it. Currently trying to peel mine.
There's like this, obviously, like this creaminess. Like Gouda is so creamy.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've had Gouda. Like, I almost just want to keep eating this cheese.
Yeah. Forget the whiskey.
Uh-huh. That's delicious. What kind of cheese is... Well, what kind of Gouda is this?
Smoked.
It's delightful.
I don't remember. I'll check.
So, have you ever had, like, a whiskey pairing before, Jack? Like, do they do that? Or is it just, like... Is that kind of unheard of? In the same way that you would do, like, a wine pairing or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever even heard of that sort of thing.
I'm not sure. It's just, it just says smoked Gouda on the label. The brand is Dutch Mill.
It's delightful. Creamy and smoky and delicious. Yeah. Cheese and whiskey seems like a weird pairing to me.
Yeah, it is.
But here we go. Same experience. maybe a little bit brighter with the cheese than with the turkey.
Yeah.
But again, like, I'm having trouble picking up on the smoke.
Yeah, because the creaminess really cuts.
Yeah, do you think so?
Cuts the whiskey a little bit, so it's not, like, as potent.
It does make it, like, easier to drink.
Yeah, it almost, like, makes your everything easier.
It lessens the heat, for sure.
Yeah.
Huh. That's so interesting.
So what was the best and what was the worst thing to eat with it?
Well, I mean, the ham did nothing for me.
Yeah, the ham was... I'm glad we got the mesquite as well.
I'm tempted to say that I wouldn't recommend pairing this with anything smoky.
Yeah, I agreed.
Because, which is very surprising to me. Like, starting this out, I was like, oh, well, the smoky things are going to be the home run. We're going to taste like a smoky meat or a smoky cheese and be like, oh, how amazing to have this whiskey with a smoky thing. And, like, it's kind of not true. Like, they don't necessarily complement each other.
No, they almost get in the way of each other.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm very surprised by.
Which is where no, you got me doing it now. Which is where the nectarine actually worked better. Because it was like, I exist. And then you taste it and you're like, I see it. I see it in there.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I would say the same with the mint. Like, that was kind of a surprising, I was like, wow. Yeah. There is like a minty kind of subtle flavor going on in the background.
And who would have said like mint was in there? I don't think I ever could have picked that out.
Right. Yeah.
And it's just like a background flavor.
I'm really intrigued by the experience with the parsley.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
And I'd be very interested to try parsley with like future
future
whiskeys.
The parsley challenge.
Yeah, to see if like it actually is kind of like a neutralizing agent, you know? Like maybe we should all be having parsley between our sips of whiskey.
Or is it like the just doesn't jive with brimstone?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Does everything taste the same after parsley or or is it giving you a pure experience of the whiskey?
Yeah, like I think the pepper was a surprise, like the ground pepper.
Yeah.
That was like a whoa, someone threw gasoline on this fire, but I guess that kind of makes sense. Like the mint was fascinating. The nectarine was really interesting.
Yeah.
The peach was nothing. The molasses was, I guess it's a nice reminder of what molasses tastes like.
Yeah.
Darker, with a little bit of bitterness.
It was definitely there. However, I feel like molasses is such a kind of background flavor and such a traditional flavor in whiskey that it's almost like not all that surprising when it's present. Whereas like when the apricot shows up, it's like, oh wow, there it is. That's crazy. So yeah,
by apricot, he means nectarine.
Oh my gosh. What is it about my brain that just like is transfixed by that word?
All right. So I've got a couple ideas. Like obviously we could end this here and call it an episode, but it's only like 3:30. Chris has like 30 minutes left.
Correct.
What if we take the things we like? So the nectarine.
Yeah.
The black pepper and the mint.
Yeah.
What if we threw that in a saucepan?
Ooh.
And threw some whiskey on it.
I love it. And see what happens.
See what happens.
Let's do that. That sounds delicious. I love it.
All right, so we're going to go into the very clean, perfectly organized kitchen. That's why audio is great, guys.
This is a very culinary episode of Three Blind Drinks.
I know, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's dump the pasta water.
It's going to be the Serrano. I keep forgetting about the Serrano, but that was also a very interesting experience. I was really surprised that it didn't interact with the whiskey in the same way that the pepper did.
Yeah, I thought the Serrano was going to overpower it. It really didn't.
Yeah. Very curious.
So we like the nectarine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like the nectarine. The mint was really interesting. What else? The black pepper just like kind of made it come to life.
Yeah. Stone fruits are hard to cut.
Jack with his knife skills. Displaying his knife skills yet again. Yeah, so the pepper, similarly to the parsley, like I'm very curious if that would be your experience with any whiskey.
Yeah, that's a good question.
If it would just make the heat like explode.
On any whiskey.
On anything.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Like on that 120 proof whiskey that you already thought was hot.
Yeah, then you like throw some pepper in there.
Just make your head fly off your shoulders, you know?
Yeah. All right, so this is nectarine, yeah? Nope, that was peach. That's nectarine. What, do you cook much?
I cook a lot, but it's more like utilitarian cooking.
What does that mean?
Like, it's like, okay, what's in our fridge / cabinet? And it's, you know, 6:30 on a Tuesday night, and we got to get the girls in bed by 9.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't bathed or anything yet. And, like, you know, what can I throw together that, like, everyone's going to eat?
Okay.
Based off of this limited amount of ingredients that we have.
So you're like are you the utility cook all the time, or do you guys?
Not all the time, no, but probably, I would say probably at least 50% of the time.
Nice.
At least half the time, yeah. And then every once in a while in a blue moon, I'll like have an afternoon or something where like I'm not actively working on anything and I have some free time and I just want to like try something new.
Yeah.
And so when I do that, it's always like a very, very meditative, life-giving experience where I feel like, you know, 4 or 5 hours just disappear. I'm just like in my zen, you know, space for an afternoon. But unfortunately, at this stage in my life, that happens very seldom.
Yeah.
How about you?
Oh, I cook a lot. I basically cook most of the time.
Cool.
But lately I've just been like, it's just been frustrating more than anything, just because it's like, I want to do more, but like I can't because I don't have enough time or energy or excitement about it.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what can I make that's easy and quick?
Yeah.
This is a peach. Yep.
Such a crunchy peach too.
No. It's not right. All right. I'm going to grab the molasses from the table,
yep.
And the pepper, and the whiskey.
Yep. Molasses.
So I'm just going to do a tiny bit of molasses.
I feel like we got to get another picture of this as well. This is it's an important thing that's happening right now. That's your phone.
That's okay. You can still use it. All right, so now I mean, you heard most of it. I put pepper, mint, nectarine, a little shot of molasses, and the whiskey all in a saucepan. I put it on, I don't know, medium-ish heat. Just gonna let that stew around for a bit.
Just gonna let that vibe for a minute.
Gonna see if I can catch it on fire. I couldn't.
See if you're gonna let it explode. I'm gonna have some more cheese.
You want more cheese?
Yeah.
I'm gonna do more cheese.
Could I have another slice of cheese, please? So now the whiskey is bubbling, which is just so satisfying. Beautiful.
You've done it. Woo! Take your face in that. Bring your face. Bring your nose off.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Whew. So like the alcohol heat just goes straight up your nose when you stick your face in it. But like also smell the smoke.
Yeah.
Like, it almost smells like we're barbecuing something.
It's just like, whoa. That's pretty good. Wow. I mean, it's interesting. I'll take a picture.
I feel like we're like producing a recipe blog right now.
Yeah.
Wow, that was pungent. At this point, it's been simmering for... Oh yeah, I get that. It's good.
I don't know, maybe 5 minutes, less than that.
So when it's boiling, chemically what's happening right now, it's water is evaporating, right?
Yeah. And all the alcohol is probably leaving.
Which is why our noses, like,
yes,
went crazy when we took a sniff.
Yeah.
Wow, it is so smoky.
Yeah?
Like, yeah. And when you,
oh, and fruit.
Yeah, when you sniff it, it just smells like you're... It smells like you're at a campfire or something. Yeah. That's crazy.
Kind of amazing.
It is. It's a very strange feeling to get that scent coming from your stovetop.
Yeah. I don't have any, like... I was going to say it'd be good on ice cream, but I just have, like, peanut butter ice cream, which would be...
Oh, I should have brought my peanut butter whiskey.
Oh! Shucks.
Would have been delicious. So we're just going to be left with this amazing syrup.
Yeah. The question is, like, how long do we let it go? I guess we could just let it go until almost all the liquid's gone, and then we could just eat the nectarine.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. I kind of want to taste the liquid, too, though.
Yeah.
You know what would be amazing is if you had some sort of, like, syrup left over that you could, like, make a cocktail with.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
That would be delicious.
Quadruple distilled, not even distilled, but boiled.
Some very, like, smoky cocktail, for sure.
Yeah.
What's a traditional, is there a like, a cocktail that's supposed to be smoky? Like a traditional cocktail?
There is one that's smoky, and I used to always order it, and I forgot the name of it.
Hmm.
But it's, like, it's made of scotch. It's, like, a...
Okay, cool.
It's, like, a scotch... cocktail. I feel like it's...
It sounds perfect.
Sort of the B. I don't remember the name of it, though.
Huh. Sounds amazing.
We should taste that. Let's see.
All right. Our highly scientific process is near completion. We can tell because we feel like it.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, though. Those nectarines now look amazing.
Yeah, they look really good.
They look so delicious.
All right, let's just fork a nectarine and see how it tastes.
Should we get a pic of the finished? Yeah. Now they almost look like...
Fog up that lens. Yeah.
Now they almost look like potatoes or something.
Yeah, right?
So interesting. They've like kind of lost some of their bright yellow color. But they look amazing.
Hmm. Pretty good.
What's the mint to do for you?
I don't know.
Okay.
That could stew for a lot longer, and those would get really soft.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely getting, like, the nectarine. But there's this very interesting, like, kind of darker flavor beneath it. I don't know if that's the molasses, or...
Yeah, it's definitely, like, taking this turn.
That's really interesting.
You know what it needs?
What's that?
Salt.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely correct. You are a chef, Jack.
Mm.
Absolutely needs salt.
That's fascinating.
I feel like the mint kind of like pulls it back a little bit, right?
Yeah, the mint is weird in there.
It is weird. It's very strange.
And the pepper is also weird in there.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe that's what it is, yeah. It like kind of pulls all the flavors back a little bit and makes them a little bit more subtle. How's it with the salt?
I think it's better.
Mm-hmm. It's more interesting.
I was looking at a list of scotch cocktails, but the one I was thinking of wasn't in there.
I'm getting almost none of the smoke.
I know, right?
Like, it's I like, can smell it for sure.
Yeah. It's almost all gone.
But yeah, I'm getting almost none of it on the tongue. We get a little bit of the juice.
Mmm.
You want to do that?
That's a good bite.
Yeah? So at this point, nearly all of the liquid is gone.
Yeah.
And it's just on these like very brown coated nectarines.
You said it right.
It basically tastes like the broodiest apple pie ever.
Oh, yeah. It's like an emo apple pie. Yeah. If you ever want to know how to make emo apple pie, it's nectarines, brimstone, and maybe mint. We're not sure if that's a good idea or not.
This is very interesting. I still taste the molasses quite a bit.
Yeah, I think that's pretty powerful.
That definitely comes through. And then just like sitting here with nothing in my mouth, I'm still getting smoke. But I don't know if that's because we just had a whole bunch of brimstone.
Yeah. I think the molasses also helps with the smoke. Like it.
Yeah.
Gets in there somehow.
That's fascinating.
So I just tasted molasses again, like just by itself. And I think what I'm tasting isn't molasses. It's definitely the brimstone. Like the essence of the brimstone.
Yeah.
Because now all the alcohol's gone.
Yeah, molasses has that weird like plum thing going on. That's definitely not in here.
Yeah. This is definitely like more...
It's interesting.
I mean, it's sweeter because I'm eating nectarines.
Yeah. I do feel like it still has all of like the flavors.
But the base flavor is like...
Definitely. All of like the previous flavors that we put in there, like you can kind of still tell.
Yeah. It's actually pretty good. It'd be really interesting in a pie.
It would be.
Like a smoky pie.
Smoky whiskey pie. Why don't they put whiskey in pie?
There's some pie crusts that are made with vodka.
Okay.
Because it evaporates quicker, so you get a crispier crust.
Huh. Interesting.
So, like, they do, like, I think it's, like, a quarter cup vodka replaced with water, and so
it gets
out of there faster.
I feel like for a mincemeat pie or something like that, something that's, like, dark.
Oh, like, a, yeah.
Like, roasted fruits. I feel like this type of whiskey would be really interesting.
Yeah.
Especially if it lends some of that smoke to it.
Try one of these, like, really thin slices.
All right. With, like, a bit of mint
attached.
Yeah,
a little mint attached.
That's a really interesting.
It's really dark.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's, like, not... It's not burnt. It's, like, roasty...
Yeah.
It's, like, roasty sweet. And, like, the pepper helps that out. And then there's, like, this weird, like, minty brightness to it as well.
Yeah, I almost like the ones that are more, the thicker ones that are a little bit more, have that fruity edge.
Yeah, that apricot has definitely taken on the flavors of everything else.
Nectarine.
Ah!
Yeah.
One day. It's delicious. I would totally eat this in a pie, and I would be like, this is the most interesting pie I've ever had.
Yeah, like, it's not super sweet.
No.
Like, and you would maybe want to add more, like, brown sugar or something to it.
As it cools down, I'm getting more of the smoke.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And more of the mint.
I'm not getting the mint at all, but...
The mint and the smoke is a really interesting combo to have together, you know? Like, I don't know... Like, how much do you think when you're like, all right, we're going to make a bottle of whiskey?
Yeah.
How much do you think... They're like, this is what our bottle of whiskey is going to taste like. And then that's what they, like, are aiming for. And then they taste it and they're like, oh, it's close, but it needs this. And
I think
they change it.
I think it's volume knobs. So they taste it.
Yeah.
And they're like, we have these six things.
Yeah.
Which one do we want the volume turned up on?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, we've got... molasses and like, so if you take the things that we took from it and what we took from the bottle, so you've got molasses, nectarine, pepper, serrano chili, smoke, and one other thing, and then it's just
parsley, but not really
mint.
And oh, yeah.
So then it's all about, okay, well, if we want mint, then we add more newer stuff, if we want more of this, we add older stuff, so then they start keep blending it.
Okay.
Until they get it to a place where, like, this is the perfect balance of everything we wanted it to be.
So interesting. So when somebody gives me a whiskey and is like, taste this, it's really smoky, I'm expecting it to be a fairly non-complex experience. Like, I'm
expecting... Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm expecting to taste smoke and, like, not a whole lot else. And so this has, like, subverted that expectation for me.
Yeah, that's interesting because I don't necessarily have that. Like, I more lean towards the, like, smoke is what I enjoy.
Yeah.
And so I like the subtleties that come with, like, different versions of that smoke. So brimstone smoke is, like, nothing like Isla smoke. Like, it's all different to me.
Yeah, I can totally see that. Like, when they say Texas, what do they call it? Like, Texas Smokehouse or something like that?
Texas Campfire.
Like, I totally see that. This definitely tastes, like, more of, like, a barbecue...
Yeah.
You know, type of smoke, as opposed to, you know, a scotch.
Yeah.
Which would be a completely different type of smoke. Theoretically, peat smoke, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Jack is now tasting the Gouda with the apricot mash.
That's pretty good.
Is it awesome? All right. All right. You talked me into it.
I mean, mostly just because the cheese is good.
This is, this is amazing Gouda. How does it, I almost killed myself just then. How does it stack up against the quintessential Gouda that you had in Gouda?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No complaints.
Yeah.
Alright, we're still experimenting, but you got anything else you want to say, man? You got any parting wisdom you want to tell the people about?
No,
the folks
I don't home? Really. I think we did a lot of fun stuff, and hopefully we'll do more of this, because this was fun. It was different.
Couldn't agree more. How wonderful. Alright, everybody, thanks for listening.
Stay moderate, my
thirsty
friends. I went for the opposite.